Ted Johnson does not hide from the sun anymore. His head, once as battered as the helmet he wore as a New England Patriots linebacker for 10 seasons, no longer hurts every day.
It's a good nick there.
But it took 3 years to stop.
I got some championships out of it, but I don't know, at the end of the day, when you're in that dark room, you know, those rings aren't really worth it.
Super Bowl memories are only worth it if you can remember them.
I almost forgot what I was like before the hits. I couldn't remember, and I just lost myself for the last 3 years.
Johnson once laid such a hard hit, he cracked an opponent's helmet in two. But after too many such collisions, it was his suddenly solitary world that was facing fracture. Considering electroshock therapy as a last resort, Johnson happened to meet Chris Nowinski, a former football player at Harvard who turned to professional wrestling after college.
I was telling him, I just don't know what's wrong with me. Or he goes, well, I'm going to tell you my symptoms and see if they match with, you know, see if you recognize any of them. The mental fatigue, the physical fatigue, the irritability, the sleep disorder, the cognitive deficiencies. Do any of those match? And I was like, all of them match.
I realized when I was visiting a lot of doctors, they weren't giving me very good answers about what was wrong with my head. So I got every original study ever done on multiple concussions and what it does to you, and I read everything. And I realized that there was a ton of evidence showing that concussions leads to depression, multiple concussions can lead to Alzheimer's disease.
Nowinski led Johnson to Dr. Robert Cantu, who diagnosed the linebacker's post-concussion syndrome, but also warned him of a bigger threat, chronic traumatic encephalopathy, also called CTE, which seemed to cause early-onset Alzheimer's disease in athletes who'd suffered multiple concussions.
The really terrible thing is a lot of these people have this progressive even after they stop the activity that caused it.
The fact of the matter was guys were dying because they played sports 10, 20 years before.
Chris Nowinski and Dr. Cantu joined to form the Sports Legacy Institute, which asks athletes to donate their brains upon death for research into CTE. Johnson was one of the first to agree.
My main reason for even talking about this is to help those, you know, help the guys that were already retired, that didn't know what was wrong, that are getting divorced, going bankrupt, can't work, depressed, don't know what's wrong with them.
I see news stories every day about guys that, you know, fall on hard times or getting arrested doing crazy things and think, you know, that used to be a guy who had it all together. And, you know, I'm wondering if the concussions have played a role.
And someday, one of those guys could be Ted Johnson. Better now, but still at great risk to get CTE.
I just get those thoughts out of my head. I've filled my quota for bad days in this lifetime in the last 3 years.
Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN, Boston.